Beish Beis Sifir Aleph. May Shriat Simukim V'Te'enim, or maybe Shulam. Water that grapes or figs were soaked in or cooked. V'Ochelim Shakol. Also on this we make a Shakol, even though from Shivas Aminim. We make a Shakol, but Simukim is a bigger Chiddush because juice of a grape is a Bar Piyagofim. V'Yetze Gam La'Rosh. And Lamaisa, even according to the Rosh, it says when you cook something, when you cook fruit, it has a body creates, but the evidence is that shahako works. According to the Rosh's opinion, the bracha you have to make al hagefen, because since it's the juices that are coming out of the grape, it will be have dinner of a wine, or if it's from the fig, such juices one should not drink unless it's in the suit, and it will be covered by brichas amazon. Or this other eitzah is to drink water. Another eitzah is to eat a fruit of the shivas aminim, which will require a bracha of al haperes, and also drink water, and by doing so he will make both brachas, brachas mishalosh and b'nefoshes. The assumption till now is that the water that the tzimukim was soaked in are not b'y priya gofen, even according to the Rosh. It's only b'y priya apes. That's what it seems to be, because otherwise the apes wouldn't help. Why not? So now in the continuation we'll see a little more clarity. In Moshech, a mind if dealing with tzimukim, if you drew out the water from the raisins, havele yayin and vorchel bar piagofen and brocha achas min shalosh. So he says that if you filter out the juice from the raisins, then that becomes wine. Until you do that, it's not considered wine, and therefore you most make on it bar piagofen. But if you drew it out, then it becomes wine. You make by priagof and brach achas mein shalosh. Vul shiyu atzimukim shiyu dem lachluchis. It can't be fully dried raisins. Im yidro chayisim yitzim hem tidshom. They still have enough moisture in them that if you stamp on it, some juices will come out. Avol im mishiyotzi oisam lo yitzim hem shum lachluchis dvash. But if it's so dried out that even if you stamp on them, no juices will come out of it, then the water that comes out of that, then if you soak those types of raisins in water, the water that comes out of it is a shakel. Now we said in the beginning that it's not considered wine. It seems to be that you're eating it together with the raisins and also the figs together with the water. And that cannot be the case, because when you're eating the raisins with the water around the raisins and the figs with the water around the figs, then we say the ikar is the fruit and the water is tefillah. We don't take that into account. So the first case must be talking about a case that you have the mixture, but you're just drinking out of that mixture the liquid. So we're definitely talking about a case you're only drinking the liquid. The question is, did you siphon off the liquid beforehand and then it became a liquid independently? And that's the second case, which has a din of wine. And the first case is when you left it together, but you just sucked out of it the liquid, but everything was moved together. There are other conditions over here in this case where it was moved together, when you do make a poi priagof and when you don't, and if somebody is planning to drink that type of mixture, you should ask a shayla.